You know, this morning we're going to talk about the power of encouragement. Some are discouraged because life is complex. Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble," Job 14:1. From the context of Genesis 15, 1 through 6, we can see how God encouraged Abram. Notice the call to conquer fear. Genesis 15:1 reads, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Abram's response was, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir." Genesis 15, verses 2 and 3. Notice the divine assurance. Genesis 15, 4 and 5 reads, "Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." That's Genesis 15, verses 4 and 5. Galatians 3:16 says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He saith not into seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ." And in Galatians 3:26 through 29, we find these familiar words, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." That's Galatians 3, 26 through 29. Now, consider some thoughts concerning Abram's acceptance. Genesis 15 and verse 6 reads, "And he," that is Abram, "believed in the Lord, and he," that is God, "counted it to him for righteousness." Abram's faith took God at his word. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded, that is absolutely confident, that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4, 20 and 21. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 12, the first three verses. The Bible says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God," reads Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. "The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord." Reads Genesis 12, verses 7 and 8. "And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Genesis 13, verses 3 and 4. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. Genesis 15 and verse 1. Abraham trusted God, and well as he should, as the Bible says, great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Psalms 147 and verse 5. From the context of John chapter 16, let's now notice the Lord's words of encouragement to the apostles. He promised that sorrow would be turned to joy. John 16, 20 reads, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, because the world shall rejoice and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned unto joy. And in 16:22, we find these continued thoughts of encouragement. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Jesus foretold future blessings for them. In John 16:23 through 25, he said, In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Our Lord foretold their weakness when the moment of truth came. In John 16, 31 and 32, we are told that Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Reads Matthew 26 and verse 31. A summary of his encouragement is recorded in John 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, that's in Christ, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. Now let us consider powerful encouragement that God gives us today. Afraid, he says, fear not. John wrote in Revelations 1, 17 and 18 that when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. God gives us powerful encouragement through assurance from a shield of protection. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God, reads Colossians 3 and verse 3. He provides a shield against Satan's snares. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. God provides a shield against opposition of the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8 and verse 31. God provides a shield against the fear of death. through death he, that is Christ, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, that is Christians, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Through God we can overcome. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 and verse 4. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelations 3 and verse 21. We can have assurance from a shield of protection because God is all powerful. He upholds the universe or all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1 and verse 17. Because he has all power. Matthew 28 and verse 18. No wonder God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and verse 28. And don't ever forget, we are called through the gospel or by the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Oh, how we should give praise and thanks for God, as he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. God gives us powerful encouragement. He gives himself as our reward. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Assurance of God's love strengthens and encourages us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and verse 8. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4 and verse 10. He is our reward for sacrifices cheerfully made. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. He is our reward for a faithful, trusting life. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. He is our reward, so we can now have peace. Be careful for nothing, that is, don't worry, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. God gives us powerful encouragement. Here are some things we can do. Center our focus on God. Meditate on his great power to save. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelations 22:17. Some things that we can do, keep our eyes on the spiritual goal. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. Colossians 3 and verse 2. Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Some things that we can do, be positive. Have gratitude toward the only true God of heaven. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalms 92 and verse 1. "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy word. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." Psalms 92 and verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say rejoice. Philippians 4 and verse 4. "For our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory." 2 Corinthians 4:17. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Romans 8 and verse 37. "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." 2 Corinthians 1:20. Some things that we can do, being patient is a powerful key. "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee." Psalms 31 and verse 22. "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Read Psalms 31 and verse 24. Some things that we can do, do something for others. "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Hebrews 10 and verse 24. Some things that we can do, continue God's cycle of aid. "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Matthew 7 and verse 12. Some things that we can do, realize that we don't have to be eloquent to renew our zeal and confidence in others. "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Proverbs 12 and verse 25. "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep." Romans 12 and verse 15. "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves." Romans 15, 1. "Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Hebrews 3 and verse 13. God gives us powerful encouragement. "We are rich when in fellowship. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." 1 John 1 and verses 3 and 4. "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot." Psalms 16 and verse 5. In closing, our salvation is important to ourselves and to others. Which will it be on earth? Acts 28 verse 24 says, "Some believe the things which were spoken, and some believe not." After physical death, which will it be in the eternal spiritual realm? The ungodly shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Reads Matthew 25:46. If you have need, why don't you come while we stand and sing?
Just a few more days to be filled with praise and to tell the old, old story. Then when one eye falls and my Savior comes, I shall go to Him in glory. I'll change my cross for a starry crown. Just a few.